Delilah.
I almost can't believe that fall has finally arrived. After the summer that seemingly had no end, this autumn is so very welcome. It's such a scrumptious season, isn't it? The cooler weather, the gorgeous colors, the delicious aromas, and the flavors of thankfulness. Fall is an absolute delight to our senses. I love the golden hours when everything is bathed in soft lights, warm, soft with these nice crispy edges, just like the loaves of sourdough bread cooling on my counter. And speaking of sourdough, do you know what goes best with a slice of sourdough slathered in butter, maybe drizzled with honey? Why, a steaming mug of tea. Of course. Truth be told, tea goes with just about anything. It goes well with a slice of sourdough. It goes well with a piece of apple pie. A cup of tea, the right cup of tea, can start your day with a smile. Regardless the season, I am never far away from a mug of tea. I like to begin my mornings. I like to end my evenings clutching a hot cuppa. And when the weather turns, like it has now, it means I get to pull out my chunky sweaters, my well-worn jeans, my cutest boots, and carry my tea mug along with me wherever I go. I have loved tea forever. It's been a faithful companion since we were introduced to one another by my grandmother, Grandma Mac, who also enjoyed sitting and sipping as she caught up on her darning or a good bit of gossip. Tea has kept me company through all the celebrations and all the storms of life. I wouldn't even begin to try to guess the numbers of cups of tea I have brewed to share with those that I care about. Now, I'm not one to look for answers in the bottom of a teacup, but somehow answers, balance, often find me when I'm enjoying one of my favorite blends of tea. I doubt there's many folks out there that can claim they love tea as much as I do, but I do know of one person that not only loves tea as much as I do, but loves it far more. She is a third-generation tea maker, and she has quite a story to tell. It starts way, way back in the 1940s with a grandmother who was dissatisfied with the commodity teas she could get in her New York City neighborhood. So she took an old colonial recipe and started mixing a little of this, a little of that, until she came up with something that seemed just right. The result, shared with many of her family and friends, was a spectacular hit, garnering constant comments from them all. Can you guess where we're going with this episode of Love Someone? While you go make yourself a cup of tea, I've got mine right here, and get ready for today's chat, let me give a moment to one of the sponsors that make it possible for me to serve up all these amazing conversations that you love to drink in. And then I'll introduce today's guest. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. That's an African proverb I've always loved. It's something I believe to be true because I've seen the impact that going together brings. And it's one of the reasons I love Mercy Ship so much. They don't go at it alone. They believe in the power of together. Their all-volunteer crew of doctors, nurses, teachers, engineers, and housekeeping staff come together to help transform the lives of suffering people in developing nations. If you've ever wanted to make your mark on the world, this could be the moment you've been waiting for, because Mercy Ships has volunteer opportunities on their ships. We've all said, one day I'll do something to help change the world. Make that one day today and make your mark. Go to mercyships.org to learn more. Cindy Bigelow is third generation, the third in her family generation, president and CEO of the family-owned business Bigelow Tea, the U.S. market leader of specialty teas that have now produced over 2 billion, with a B, billion tea bags annually.
That's a lot of bags.
That is a lot of tea, girlfriend. That is amazing.
A lot of
amazing.
Wonderful people drinking it.
Bigelow Teas Company, based in Fairfield, Connecticut, still 100% family owned. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't buy stock in you. I should.
And we thank you.
Cindy and your family take immense pride in their heritage and the exponential growth the company has experienced, beginning as a one product risky venture by your grandparents. And you're going to tell us all about them. Your family has turned this into America's leading specialty tea brand. It's also one of a group of companies that has made corporate social responsibility a core business goal in the pursuit of a positive social and environmental impact. We are going to talk with Cindy today. And I ask our podcast producers, when we were going through a list of dream people that I wanted to do a podcast with, I asked them if I could do a podcast with you. And a lot of people in that meeting are thinking, you know, music artists or authors or stuff. And they're like, why? I said, I love your energy, Cindy, when we talked last, and your commitment to excellence and your family story. It's so good. I want everybody to hear your family story and to hear your story, because you blew me away, girlfriend. Wow. You're wonderful.
Well, you're very, very sweet about that. I will say, to sit in this seat does take a lot of energy. And I always love to thank my parents for providing me with a lot of energy. And it works. It's necessary for so many reasons, right? And you know, you see what you've done in your amazing career and what it took to get there. And you can't allow yourself to get knocked down. When you get knocked down, you got to get yourself back up and figure out how to get to the next location. And I just think a positive attitude of getting there and not letting the knocks along the way, you know, make you bitter, but just make you smarter. And so I think your energy field, the team around you picks up and they take on that same. I mean, it's just about a can-do attitude. And I think, I mean, people are so surprised that we're the number one specialty tea company in the United States, right? This female CEO, which is already relatively rare. And other companies we're competing with, Delilah, have so many other products and they're so much bigger than we are. And yet we keep really doing so well year after year and maintaining and growing that number one position. And I think it's what you just said, is that positive energy, and we can and we do and we just keep on going. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Years ago, I got to do a recording, some commercial recording in a production studio that was built in a barn. And many, many, many artists had recorded there. And for soundproofing, they had old books. They had shelves of old books. It's like you were in a library. And I asked the guy who owned it, I said, why the old books? He said, well, number one, they are great soundproofing material. And number two, he said, I believe all the love that was poured into those books while they were written exists and goes into our music and our production. And wow. When I met you last and you were talking about your grandparents and talking about the story of Bigelow Tea, I knew why you're number one. It's the same theory as the old books. Every word you spoke to me when we talked was infused with love, not just for the tea and the process and how you have people that go out and source things that are environmentally good and good for your body. It was the love I could see on your face. I could hear it in your voice for what you do and what you bring to the world.
You know, I think it is important that we all sort of have what I'd like to call a greater purpose. And in my case, I love making a tea bag and I love tea, and I could not be more proud of every one of those 2 billion bags. But it's really about recognizing that you have an opportunity to make even a greater impact on people's lives that work with you, on the community around you, and on those that are enjoying your product. And I really, again, just try to instill that with everyone I work with, is that our purpose is higher. It's to make a difference every day to everyone we touch and see. And how are we making the world a little bit better every day by the things that we do? And so I think that's how I just try to run the company. And I'm so appreciative of the people that work for me, because I can tell you in my position, I'm only one person, and it doesn't matter even how good you are. I hope you are good in this position, but it's really the work is done by all those around you, the heavy, heavy lifting. And so it's just really about making sure that I am taking time to let them know how much I appreciate it, how amazing I think they are, and how it's they're the reason why the company is doing so well. Yeah, it's important. I think all of us, I know whatever, in entertainment, in service, in consumer goods, it's about appreciating and respecting what you're doing and why you're doing it. And again, having a greater purpose. Not that a tea bag isn't a great purpose. I love a tea bag. They're awesome.
So tell us the story. Share the story that you shared with me about your grandma, about her tenacity. She's like, no, I ain't drinking this inferior crap. I'm going to do something better.
Well, she truly was the definition of an entrepreneur. And I actually get very uncomfortable when they have me lecture on being an entrepreneur. Because I clearly say, Delilah, no, my grandmother was an entrepreneur. I am third generation running a business. And I'd like to say I do it well. But she really just had a different way of doing things. First of all, way back when, right, early 1900s, she is an interior designer. That's already unusual. And she's got amazing clients in the city. And the Depression hits. She loses everything. I mean, everything. They had to move to an inn in New York in a room.
So she went from being a successful interior designer, which I've never heard of a woman doing that back at the turn of the century, you know, after the turn of the century. They went from probably a very comfortable lifestyle.
Very, very, to nothing. And so she then decides she now wants to get into consumer goods. And I read her notes. She was a copious writer. And in her notes, she says, I want a business for my family. Think about that, how beautiful it is. I want something for my husband and my son that we can maybe do together. And I want to be in consumable because I want them to have to come back over and over. I don't want to be imperishable because it's all that's associated with perishable. And I don't think there's a good tea in the United States. Everyone's drinking sort of a plain black tea. I think we can do a lot better than that. She finds this old colonial recipe with a friend of hers, Mrs. Neely, and Ruth, my grandmother, works on it, and launches this specialty tea, the first one in the United States of America. And it was so tough in her starting days. It was almost a miracle that we're here where we are because nobody wanted her product. They didn't even know what she was talking about. But it was through good people around her, that tenacity, never take no, positive attitude, getting past those hurdles. And today, you know, it's still one of our top 10.
How did she get past the hurdle of being a woman in the business world? She must have busted down some pretty big doors.
Well, I will tell you, and I'm answering a question without ever asking her, right? So I'm telling you what I think. But I would say a little bit in her case, ignorance was bliss. And I'll say the same thing for myself. There's a little bit of ignorance that doesn't matter that you're a woman, you're getting to the other side of this field. And I would say in her case, she just put in the hours. She talked to the people. She was relentless, writing notes, phone calls, visits. That if it was one more weight, she just added it on and kept going across the field, another weight. So I think it was ignorance is bliss. You were not going to be stopped. You never thought about the fact you're a woman. You just said, I've got to get to the other side. So she would visit stores and they would say, no, we don't want your product. And she'd find one customer to talk to and they would give her a nugget what to do. And she would talk to one account that was carrying it. And she just would add these nuggets upon nuggets to eventually be able to get a little bit further down that pathway.
This tea, this blend, this colonial recipe, what do we call it today?
Constant Comment Tea. I mean, there you go. It's
so
I just
good.
Love her tenacity. It was just tenacity. It was whatever hurdle was in front of you, you either had to figure out how to get around it or get over it. And I would say that that's very much my attitude today. It was my father's attitude. Is it okay? That's fine. That's a new hurdle. And my team will tell you all the time, fine. That's a hurdle. Now, what are we going to do to get around that? Like, we don't need to spend a lot of time wallowing about it. Let's get to the next level. And I'm sure that's the way she was.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So third generation, you told me a sweet story last time about the mixing of this particular tea, the constant comment. I just, I have the picture in my mind as you painted that picture for me.
So my parents, which really have run the business, you know, since 1955 until they turned it over to me in 2005, right? So they had an amazing run. They expanded the line. They put us in foil, the whole nine yards. Anyway, they're the only ones at 92 and 94 that make Constant Comet, the mix. It's the mix is the secret recipe that makes Constant Comet so amazing, nothing like it. And so I took over in 2005 and I'd been in the company for 25 years or 20 years, whatever. And I was like, don't you think I should learn how to make the recipe? It's time, Mom. I need to know.
You're not like 15 years old at this point. You are an accomplished businesswoman taking over a multi-million dollar family company.
Yeah, I'm 50 years old at this point. I think I've proven my track record. I've been there since I was 30. So she goes, okay, let's just not make a big deal about it. Let's have you come up. So up we go and they teach me what they're doing.
And when you say up, you actually go up on a platform. Describe the platform.
Yeah, you actually go up to our little lab up there, our little blending room, special room that says only, you know, authorized personnel. I have to go upstairs to get there. You know, you go behind these locked
doors.
Now,
did Mom have to give you a pass or something to prove that you were authorized personnel?
Yeah, they had opened the door. That's how I got in. So they bring me up. They teach me how to do it. And this time, because I'm 50, I didn't have that mentality that I might have had when I was 30. Like, how do I save a step? What do I need to do to make it more efficient? Can I cut this out? At this time, at 50, I was like, oh my God, I want to honor everything they're doing, how they're doing it, the timer that they're using. I'm going to do everything like they did. I really just wanted to kind of understand and live the world that they've been doing for so many years. So I finished making the blend. I'm very excited. I made my first batch of Constant Comet mix. And my mom said, just keep it low key, Cindy, though. Don't make a big deal. Well, meanwhile, this company is very close. Everyone knew I'd gone up there. Everyone seen me that I'd gone behind these closed doors. I got down here. I had emails, messages, phone calls. Everyone going, aha, she finally knows how to make Constant Comet. So it was very, very sweet. I never told my mother that the whole company now knew I knew how to make it. So yeah. It's a family company. I can tell you that for sure.
Now, are you the Constant Comet person now? Do you go in and are you the one that does it now? Is that your job?
Excuse me. They are still around making Constant Comet to this day. 92, 94. They put their lab coats on. One says Mrs. Bigelow. The other says Mr. B. Actually, Mrs. B and Mr. B. They go up behind closed doors and they still come in twice a week and they make the mix. True story.
Oh, Do me a favor, Cindy, before the next visit, I know you can't go behind the, well, you can go behind the closed doors. Nobody else can. But while you, before they go behind the closed doors, when they got the lab coats on, Mr. B, Mrs. B, will you please take a photo for me so we can put it on our website and our Facebook page with this story? Because I love this. Yes. I mean, that life goals at 92 and 94 to still be doing what I love to do. My daughter, I have a Delilah Jr. who's 12. She wants to take over the microphone. She says, Mom, think about it. They won't even have to recut the jingles because we got the same name. She is ready to take over the microphone. And I'm going to be kind of like your mom. I'm like, okay, you can take a few calls, but let's keep this on the down low. But yeah, she's ready to put on the headphones and step in my chair.
Yeah, but you know what? What an honor. I think that's so sweet. I mean, I always say, like, if you're a doctor and then your kid, they want to be a doctor because they saw you, you know, and what you do, she sees it and goes, I love what my mom does. I want to do that too. I mean, how does that make you feel? I think that's amazing.
Very, very proud because I have a lot of kids before her. In fact, one of my daughters, Lonnie, is one of our top producers at the studio.
That is so sweet. And that's what I try to say to so many people. We have so many gifts to give, right? And the gift of sharing and listening and helping and supporting. I mean, what a great gift that is. And that's something that she wants to really pursue. That's a very sweet message.
Okay, so in addition to Constant Comment, what is one of your other favorite teas you guys do? Because you do these healthy blends now, all this healthy, good stuff.
Well, I always like to say in my world, my different teas are like my children. So I have 150. So I can't have any favorites, but I do have some go-tos. Like the one I'm having right now is the botanical strawberry, lemon, orange blossom. And I think it's like you said, it's just designing products that are just good for you. And this, the tea that I'm drinking now is, I don't drink enough water. I just don't, period, hard stop. So we created this line of these botanicals where you just take the tea bag, put it in cold water, let it infuse, and it becomes this gentle, healthy, just water-infused flavor of whatever the six flavors are. So I drink that a lot. I must drink 60 ounces of water a day now because I use the Bigelow botanicals. But, you know, from the hot, I mix it up. I'm sure you do too, right? You said you drink a lot of different Bigelow teas. Do you go from herbal to green to black teas?
I start with black. I have at least two or three cups of your black, a Constant Comment or one of the blacks in the morning, but I have to stop by 3 or 4 o'clock. Otherwise, you know, I can't get to sleep at night and I've got kids in school. So here in the studio, I've been doing the botanicals, but I love your ginger lemon.
Lemon ginger.
Lemon
one
ginger.
In the United States.
Oh my gosh.
Delilah, that is the number one selling specialty tea in the United States of America. It has probiotic, but we're one of the few, if not only, that put a legitimate amount of probiotic in that cup. So within 3 cups, you're starting to really build the benefit of that probiotic. And the consumers must know because we put it on the shelf and it is off the shelf like that. And I kiddingly say to my team, because it has so much probiotic and probiotic is so expensive, this is a tea that we really don't make much on. And when we first launched it, it was more like a lost leader. It's okay. How much tea can we ever sell of it? And now, every time another account takes lemon ginger, I go, no.
That's got our lowest margins, but it's so good. It's so good. 4 or 5 years ago, I got into making my own kombucha. And that's when I discovered your lemon ginger. It makes the best kombucha tea.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So
that is such a popular thing, kombucha. So you like your own? You do not buy it bottled. You like to make your own?
I do like to make my own. I have a cupboard that's got a light in the cupboard. When I rebuilt this house, the house was built in 1907. I had to add more rooms because it was only like, you know, 2000 square feet. And I had like 10 kids at home at the time. So but I used all old materials and I found this old cupboard that fit into this little nook. So I had it built in with a light in it. So it's a little bit warmer inside the cupboard with the light on. And it's the perfect temperature to brew kombucha.
I'm very impressed in general, right? Because that's a lot of work to do that. You do the work, you stay on top of it and you enjoy it. I am so I have no imagination in that area. I don't spend any time. That's why, like, for me, even to drink water, all I got to do is I got to stick a tea bag in.
There you go. There you go. Now I can get my 60 ounces of water.
Not a lot of creativity and a lot of energy from that perspective on my part.
I'm going to have to remind my girlfriend Kim, because she will not drink plain water. She'll drink corn water. She'll drink tea. But I'm just going to have to gift her, because I got a bunch of your botanicals. I'm going to gift her those.
If you give me her address, I'll happily send just some to her as well. And I'll tell her it's unbelievable how much water you will drink. I actually don't understand it. It's a little freaky. So let's say I have a meeting. If you put a glass of water in front of me at the end of that meeting, 2-3 hour meeting, not a sip has been taken out of that glass of water. If you put a botanical in it, I will fill that glass up 3 times in that same time frame.
Well, it's because the botanicals, they taste good.
It's not a sweet product.
Nope.
It's not a heavily flavored product. It's just a light, gentle botanical infusion. And I don't know why I drink so much of it. I can't tell you.
Because your tongue says this tastes good. And when you drink water, it's like, this is bland. This is boring. This is water.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. This cup of tea is brought to you by a special blend of supportive podcast sponsors. Let's top off our mugs while I serve up one more shout out to a company that makes Love Someone possible. Fall's finally here. I'm excited to tell you about some new kits from Annie's Kit Clubs. While the leaves fall outside, the kids will be busy crafting inside, making beautiful keepsake decorations for the holidays. Annie's has introduced new autumn and Christmas-themed kits that are fun for all. We love them because they're perfect for family time and hands-on creativity, and they make it so easy. Sending supplies and instructions in exciting, colorful packages to your mailbox every month. Get crafting and creating beautiful memories with your family. Visit annieskitclubs.com/radio now for 75% off your first kit. That's annieskitclubs.com/radio. So what's next?
You know, for me, it's just really recognizing that we need to stay where the consumer is going. I will tell you that this, you know, COVID obviously has had a tremendous impact globally, nationally. And I always say to my team, we need to look for what are the positive lessons that we have learned from COVID. And tea has been what I would call a COVID positive. And that is because people have recognized, as you have known for a long time, it's so good for me. I need to do that. I need to put more good things in my body. I need to help me prevent viruses naturally. So from a good news perspective, our product is very much in demand right now.
So if you were feeling like, you know, maybe folks shouldn't be getting the lemon ginger so much, you know, like you said, that's not going to help, because probiotics are the best thing for your gut health so you can fight off diseases. You know, the best thing you can do for yourself is make sure your body is as healthy as it can be. And probiotics, people don't get this. You know, when you say I got a feeling in the pit of my gut, that's because gut health is so important.
It is actually, we had a naturopath, a nutritionist here talking to the team, and they talked about, like, it really starts with the gut. And if you keep your gut healthy, how healthy your body is overall. So that's what, you know, where, what our future looks like, is making sure we're staying with what's real, not just what sounds good on paper, and staying with what's available. How can we get it to consumers in a tea bag? At this point, we do look for things that are outside the tea bag, and just staying on trend and also staying aligned with how consumers want to get their product, right? Like, a lot of people now are sitting at home and doing a lot of shopping from home, right? So we need to make sure our systems, we have three manufacturing facilities, Idaho, Kentucky, and Connecticut, and just make sure those facilities are also geared toward the new way that people want to get their products. So I think our future looks pretty good. We're actually building a brand new facility in Louisville, 200,000 square foot facility down there.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's big. We just bought 20 something acres. Same thing here in Connecticut. So we're blessed. It's a business that's focused on tea, but it's a product that is so healthy. People see that. And it's just got the wonderful fingerprints of being a family company, which, I don't know, means we're not really greedy. We're happy growing 3, 4, 5, 6% a year. That's a great number for us year after year. And I just think we're poised to continue our success for the next, hopefully, many, many years to come.
Amen to that. Because I want to be enjoying your tea for many, many years to come.
Yeah, I have to say, you're like, when I look at the people, they trust me. right? They know as a family business, so many companies are selling out. And for many reasons, I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying that's a fact. And for us, you know, my team looks at me and they say, she's not going to do that, right? Because it's the first thing you said. It's about the love of the business. It's about the love of what I do. It's about the love of who I work with. And they look at me and know I can commit to this company. I can make my career here because I know this is a family company that's going to continue and continue. And she's not going to sell out because she offered X number of dollars. It's not about the dollars. It's really about making a difference.
Cindy, thank you. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. I'm going to go fix myself another cup of Bigelow tea. You know, something that thrills my heart. I have a tea drawer in my kitchen that has little dividers and is filled with tea. And then on top of the tea drawer, I have a tea box that you gifted me that has your teas in it. So we've got like every imaginable blend of tea available in our tea drawer and in the tea box that sits on, you know, on top of the counter, taking up counter space above the tea drawer because I can't cram enough teas in the tea drawer. But, you know, I got a big family and not a single one of my children who live at home right now ever go to the coffee pot and make coffee.
Wow.
All day, every day, they go to the tea drawer and they pull out the tea drawer and they're like, Mom, Mom, Mom. And there's like a panic because they can't find whatever it is, you know, that they're looking for at the time.
I have to say I have a tea drawer as well. And in addition to sending you a photo, and you can imagine my tea drawer only has Bigelow tea in it. In addition to the picture of Mrs. B and Mr. B in their lab coats, I'm definitely sending you a picture of my tea drawer.
Send me a picture of your tea drawer. Cindy Bigelow, thank you for being with me on Love Someone. And I appreciate you so much. And I think that you are, I think young women today have such crazy, unhealthy role models, you know, social media, all that nonsense that gives them such a skewed perspective of what a powerful woman looks like. And you are, in my mind, what a strong, powerful woman looks like. You're not going to sell out. You're not going to compromise. You operate from a place of love. You operate from a place of social responsibility. You operate from a place of a history of goodness. And I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Thank you. That's very sweet to hear. It's nice. You know, you run as fast as you can. And every once in a while, you get to sit back for a minute and hear the words you just said. And they mean a lot. Trust me, they mean a lot. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye, hon.
I'm going to definitely try to come visit you.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
Have a lovely day. Thanks again. Bye.
Cindy was born into the business of tea, the growing, the curing, blending, packaging, marketing of this product, of her product. She's passionate about creating and delivering tea blends that folks like you and I just take for granted. We know the perfect blend for every occasion is simply waiting for us. Producing 2 billion tea bags annually, the Bigelow Tea Line includes more than 150 varieties of tea, flavored, traditional, green, herbal, decaffeinated, Bigelow Benefits, wellness teas, and the Bigelow Botanical Cold Water Infusions that she was talking about. You can check out their website, www.bigelowtea.com, for more of the Bigelow family story, for lots of information on their business and their products. And if you ever find yourself in Fairfield, Connecticut, don't be surprised if you run into Cindy elbow deep in one of her many community service projects. When she's not making sure you're getting the best cup of tea of your life or out trying to make her community and world a better place, she's skiing or playing tennis or spending time with her kids, her family, her friends, her parents, and like me, rarely without a mug of tea nearby. Today's conversation reminds me how fortunate we are that Ruth Bigelow had a yearning one day. That first blend of hers received constant comments, like so many more that would come, crafted by her children and now her grandchildren. Tea warms our tummies, and its magical properties warm our hearts as well. It brings people together, and it's an unsung hero helping words and emotions escape from places they've been stuffed or stifled. Opening doors to communication, creating opportunities for bonding, bringing comfort and a sense of belonging to those sharing special moments over a steaming brew of tea. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and getting to know Cindy as much as I have. I love that woman. I truly do. Keep the water kettle on and join me on the airwaves tonight and every night, where we'll share more stories from the heart and share a cup of tea.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.